are listening to the Rev Ministries Podcast. This podcast is taken from the Rev Landon Schott sermons from his home church and travels around the world. For more resources or information, please check out our website at therev.com or check out our iTunes store.
This morning, just based around Matthew 27 and beginning in verse 50, it says, "And when Jesus had cried out again in a loud voice, he gave up his spirit. At that moment, the curtain of the temple was torn from top to bottom. The earth shook, the rocks split. Those that had died were raised to life. They came out of the tombs after Jesus' resurrection and went into the holy city and appeared to many people. When the centurion and those who were with him were guarding Jesus saw the earthquake and all that had happened, they were terrified and exclaimed, 'Surely he was the Son of God.'" The title of this brief message tonight is Mercy, Heaven's Love. Let's pray. So, Father, I pray tonight, I pray that what happens tonight has never been done before. I pray that it's something new and fresh in this house. Come on, just pray mercy with me. We appeal to the mercy of heaven. Come on, just say it about three times. Mercy, mercy, mercy. We declare the mercy of God is in this place. And Father, we declare everything that happens is because of you and no one else. Father, I thank you for my limitations. I thank you, God, for the limited faith that I do have. I thank you, Lord, that you helped me overcome my unbelief. But I thank you that we have access to heaven through mercy. So I declare, let the mercy of God rule and reign in this place. I pray that you do what only you can do. So give us faith, God, to hear. Give us ears to hear, hearts to receive, minds to understand. Holy Spirit, I ask you to kiss this place in Jesus' mighty name. And everyone who loves him said amen, amen. And amen. Mercy is heaven's love, if you're taking notes. When heaven kisses earth, you find mercy. I want to thank the Holy Spirit because I believe that the Holy Spirit has given Fresh Start Church strategy this weekend for longevity of revival. I feel like that is one of the main things that was accomplished this weekend. The Lord spoke to me on December 27th and said it was a year of mercy. I just share very, very briefly about mercy for those that haven't been here the last few days. You can get them on my podcast. You can listen to Pastor John Kilpatrick's message this morning. I'm sure on Fresh Start, the live stream of the Facebook. I'm sure it's many places. And we're sitting in the back room on Sunday morning, and Pastor Kilpatrick said, "Well, what'd you minister on last night?" And I said, "Mercy." He goes, "Really? I'm ministering this morning on mercy." He said, "What are you ministering tonight?" I said, "Mercy." And he goes, "Well, what scriptures did you use?" And this is crazy because he probably quoted about 50 scriptures this morning. And it's amazing that the depth and the revelation. And within these three services, we're just scratching the surface on the revelation of mercy. But he said one of the most powerful things, and I didn't know it, but this is so funny because as I've spent weeks and weeks and weeks praying and fasting and studying into mercy, I actually got a YouTube video that someone sent me when they found out I was ministering on mercy. And they sent me a YouTube video of that little girl singing, "Come Running to the Mercy Seat" from the revival. And I had that on YouTube on repeat playing, and I even asked a friend of mine who writes songs, Jasmine Tate. I said, "Hey, I need you to I need you to remake this song." And then he comes and says that the reason why the revival lasted 5 years is because every night they contended for mercy. That is the strategy of God. Hear this, young preachers. If you get upset when other people are preaching your stuff, you're not in the tune with the heart of God. You should be encouraged and excited because you should know that your ear is in tune with what the Spirit of God is saying now. It was crazy. I just told my intercessory team, and I got a small team of praying grandparents. And I say this usually all over the country. I say, "I have grandparents pray on my intercessory prayer team because young people don't know how to pray." I say that usually everywhere I go except for here. But it's true a majority of the time. If you can't pronounce Leviticus, usually you don't have that strong of a prayer life. Come on, somebody. One of my intercessors sent me a link, and the day before, Prophet Dutch Sheets just revealed the word over America. And he said, this is the year that mercy is the currency of heaven. You can't make this stuff up. So it's not one of those things that is someone else preaching your message. We could all preach on mercy every single week for the next year, and we're just going to begin to enter into what it is. If they sang the same song for 5 years, watch just mercy. Just mercy contended or kept or sustained that revival. Did you hear what he said? He said it wasn't about the preaching. It wasn't about the system. It was just about mercy. Do you hear this fresh start? This is the goodness of God. I feel the Holy Spirit, Pastor Paul. This is God saying, I want this to move forward. This is heaven kissing earth. What is mercy? Very quickly, mercy is the, and I'm not going to preach long tonight, and I'm not a liar either. So mercy is the divine goodness exercised towards the wretched and the guilty in perfect harmony with the demands of truth and justice. What does that mean? Only mercy can balance truth and justice. The only thing that's going to heal racial tensions in America is mercy. Because what could be done in the natural to make up for 400 years of brutal evil that we call slavery? What can make up for that? You tell me. How, you ever watch those shows and some guy's been in prison for 40 years and then they find some DNA and they get him out and then he gets some dumb settlement? What amount of money fixes that? Yeah, he was given upteen billion dollars. Who cares? He didn't see his kids grow up. He didn't give his daughter away. He didn't go to football games. How do you pay that back? See, America is looking for justice. They want blood for blood. They want to be paid back. They want answers. And there is no answer from a natural government. There is no answer from a man. Can I just be a son tonight? There is no civil rights that will fix it. It's civil righteousness that will fix it. It's heaven's justice, not man's justice. Only mercy can heal it. Only mercy can heal Chicago. Phoenix is a hot box, too. It's a hot spot for racial tensions. You can feel it. You're on the news all the time. Listen, if you're an intercessor of this house, you need to start praying against violence in this city. I just felt it in my spirit. Start praying. Look, don't be one of those, be nice, Landon. If Heather was here, she would say, don't be provoking. I hear you, darling. I hear you. Keep praying. Do not be one of the after-fact Christians that change your profile on social media to pray for a place after disaster. Be one of the prophetically in tune, discerned believers, listen, that get something in their spirit and prevents it. My intercessor friend, you need to get this right now. The guy that came up to me last night, you need to get this in your spirit. Listen, because this is what takes humility, because you won't get the praise because you won't know what you did in the heavenlies. Does it make sense? You don't know the prevention.
I got invited by a pastor and he wanted me to come teach on sexuality. If you don't know, I wrote a book called Gay Awareness, and it's ministered the heart of the Father and the mind of Christ on sexuality. God loves everybody, and it doesn't matter what you're tempted with. We all have to respond according to God's word with our temptation. If it's same-sex attraction or adultery or immorality, it doesn't matter. Whatever, however you were born, you got to be born again and bring it to the cross. And so I wrote this book, and God's used this book, and there's been so many amazing stories of testimonies and transitioned and people that have been renewed in their mind, just wonderful, wonderful things. And some people still have a temptation, but they resist the temptation. I was talking with Joseph just before service. I'm a married man. I got a beautiful, drop-dead, gorgeous wife, and I still have to guard my eyes. I told Joseph in the car, we don't vacation in Vegas. If you do, God bless you. But I don't like guarding my eyes. I will guard my eyes, but I don't want to have to guard my eyes. I don't want to be eating my steak dinner and see a billboard going by of what John Kilpatrick described this morning. Was anyone else uncomfortable? I was really uncomfortable. I was just like, man, it's a hot, geez, gosh. And it's always awkward when older people are talking about it too. I'm just being real. Old people say sexy. Young people don't say sexy. That's awkward. I'm like, ugh. Yeah. Yeah. I already honored him, okay? I love him. I literally dry heaved when he said that. Ooh. Felt like I needed a shower. Like, where are you going after church? Just get me to a shower. Feel dirty. Anyway. I don't like guarding my eyes. Listen, I have to guard my eyes. I love football. It's my favorite sport. Seahawks are good every year. I love it. Don't get in the flesh. Stop it. You don't see Cardinal stickers all around America. Only here. Just kidding. I was in the flesh. I repent, Lord. I repent. Back in the spirit. Get in it. And listen. And I love the sport, but here's what I know. When they're going to commercial, they're going to show inappropriate things. So I love recording the games because I'm usually ministering somewhere anyway, and then you can fast forward junk. Let me help your marriage. Stop seeing stupid things on Netflix. Can you just pray for our marriage? Yeah, let me pray. Stop watching dumb things. You're like, don't worry. He turns away. Yeah, he turns away and still thinks about it, doesn't he? But he doesn't tell you because you're not in unity because you don't have discernment. I'm not provoking. I'm just trying to just help. I'm trying to help some marriage right now. I had one pastor tell me one time, you can look as long as you don't touch. They were divorced 6 months later. True story. Listen, you can't, hold on. So we're contending for revival, but you allow the enemy in your house through a box. Come on, somebody. Turn it off. Unplug it, unsubscribe, cancel it. Don't allow it to have access in. Are you with me? Speak, Holy Spirit. We have got to guard and protect the temple. We have to guard and protect it. We have to protect what God is giving us. All of us have to steward this. Let's get back to mercy. Mercy in the Old Testament is the word loving kindness, full of kindness and compassion. This is my definition. Pastor Kilpatrick did such an amazing job displaying mercy in the Old Testament and the New Testament. And we said this at lunch. I mentioned it to him, and I think it's really important for especially the younger people who are under 30 to understand. Many preachers are talking, preaching about grace, and they're attributing to grace what is mercy. And it's important to know the difference. In the Old Testament, we get the word loving kindness or full of compassion. But my simple Landenschott layman's definition of mercy is simply this. It is undeserved kindness. Kindness is when it is used of man.
Loving kindness is when it is used of God. I'll say it like this. Kindness is what you can do in your own power. But loving kindness is what you can only do under the power of God. You hear me? So kindness is letting, forgiving someone of an of a sin against you that's really not that big of a deal. You can get over it. Loving kindness is that when you forgive them, when it's something you've said, I can never forgive them. You sense the difference? Loving kindness is what takes God to show kindness. The other thing I want to say just prophetically, and I think it's really important over this house, Fresh Start in particular, is the Bible says that blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. And I felt in my spirit as Joseph was driving me to church that the more you show mercy out there, the more you will experience mercy in here. Just want to release that. Kindness is used of man. Loving kindness is used of God. The story of Jesus in the curtain or Jesus in the veil is what we're ministering. It's what the lady came up to me on Saturday night and said what she saw in a vision. So Jesus was crucified, and as he's on the cross, the Bible says that he offered up his spirit. He said, Father, I give you my spirit. And he offered up the ghost, some translations say. And the moment that he offered it up, the Bible says the curtain ripped from top to bottom. The reason why is because God was removing the veil that separated the holy place from the most holy place, or the thing that gave it access. Watch, the holy place was always guarded. Men wasn't allowed to go into the most holy place on their own. In fact, in Leviticus chapter 16, God said to Aaron, you can't go into the holy place whenever you want. You don't have access to come as you please. The high priest was only allowed to come once a year. And it was only the high priest. So what God was saying was this, is I'm tearing the veil. I'm removing the barriers, and I'm giving you complete access to heaven's love. So what once you had to wait for, at once you had to have somebody else do it for you, at once this thing was guarded. This is so important. You have to understand that it was guarded by cherubims. If you don't know what that is a guardian angel. It's interesting because as soon as man sinned and they were removed from the garden, there was a cherub guarding the garden. Then the cherub moved from the garden, which is a type and shadow of heaven or the presence of God, to the Ark of the Covenant. But the Ark of the Covenant was lost in Babylonian times, in the exile. And so the Ark was lost, the presence was lost. And so what they had is they still had a curtain, but nothing was in the Holy of Holies that was before. And watch, Jesus came and he ripped it and he said, now I am the mercy seat. Are you following me? Jesus became mercy to grant us access so that the moment the heavens were lifted, he granted us access that we had before, that we didn't have before. So watch, before it was death if you didn't go in. Excuse me, death if you went in. Now it's death if you stay out. You weren't allowed to go before. Now you better get in. Watch. And that nothing set up by man is hindering you to get to the presence of God. Let me just teach for a moment. I feel compelled. That's why you know what is witchcraft. Witchcraft is always going through a man. Anytime someone, that's what false prophecy, that's why you have to ask for discernment. Church, ask for discernment. Ask every day for discernment. You don't have to look for witchcraft. It will find you. But this one lady one time sent me a confusing prophecy, and it was, you know, all the fluffy stuff and angels and blah, 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 and all this, you know, all this stuff, but nothing made sense. And so I go through my little self-evaluation, okay? Number one, do I love God? Yes. Do I love people? Yes. Do I love prophecy? Yes. Do I love visions? Yes. Do I love angels? Yes. Do I love blah, blah, blah? Yes. So if I love all these things, why do I feel weird about this word? That is my discernment. And just being real, a lot of times my discernment makes me angry. That's the physical response.
I remember one time I was a little kid. I was 16 years old. I started ministering when I was 16. Don't recommend it. But I started doing it at 16. And they put me over the children's ministry. And so they had chaperones. And I preached every week. And I started at 16. And this one lady came in the children's center. And she was painting. And she came up. She said something to me painting. And I just mean to her. I just said something mean to her. Like, what are you even doing here? You need to get out of here. This is a grown adult. Just a 16-year-old little punk kid. And they reprimanded me for it. And they're like, what are you doing? And they found out a few months later that she was having sexual relationships with other children. Not in our church, thank God, but in her family. Watch. I didn't even realize it, but I was angry. Anger just came out, but I was too immature to process it. So now when I get that anger, I'm like, all right, why am I getting that anger? I feel something's there that I don't know what's there. So watch this. Here's wisdom. You ready for this? So you shut your mouth. Okay? You don't go tell everybody else what you don't discern. There's something there, but I don't know what it is. Okay, that's how you become Jezebel, okay? Everybody, let's just try to discern, okay? No, that's how you hurt people, okay? That's where you shut up and you just pray and you ask the Holy Spirit to reveal it in His timing, okay? And so you have to discern with wisdom what God is doing. Come on, Holy Spirit, come tonight. Pray with me. We have to break through. Listen, we're not using God's word to hurt people. We're not using God's word, watch, to draw to us. So this lady gives me this prophecy. Thank you for praying. This lady gives me this prophecy, and it weirded me out. And then all of a sudden it came. I had Heather read it, and I sent it to my prayer team, and I'm like, guys, read this junk. Just read this. And then I pray again, Lord, just make my heart soft. Make my heart soft. If this is you, I want to hear from you. I read it. It's not you. I love you, and it's not you. Because if it was you, it'd bear witness in me. And it didn't bear witness. And here's the thing. Watch this. I read it. All of a sudden, it came to me. I said, this is confusing. So watch how witchcraft works. Now I have to go back to her and ask her to explain to me this confusing prophecy. Do you see how it works? So now I'm not going to God. Can you tell me what this means? Could you explain this? Watch. Now I need you. You see what I mean? Witchcraft will draw people to themselves. This is what the priests did. You can't get to God. You have to come through us. I'm not saying proper teaching and proper submission and proper, you heard the prophetic word over this lady. What was her name? Okay, you heard that prophetic word. I was like, hey, you gotta be here. Watch out. You gotta guard your heart. So I'm not talking about not submitting. I'm talking about hijacking the anointing to make it go through you. So now I'm drawing people to myself. This is what the Pharisees did. They made the law so outrageous. They made the rules and regulations that Jesus said, you don't even meet yourself. But you're making people come and draw to you. Everything is about drawing people to you rather than drawing people to God. Are you hearing this? So watch, Jesus said, no more going to the Pharisees. This is crazy. Is they wanted the Holy of Holies, but they didn't want the man that made it holy. So they wanted people to come to them, and then they put these restrictions that made it impossible. John Kilpatrick talked this morning about, well, you don't have enough faith to be healed. You don't need a lot of faith to be healed. You need a grain of mustard seed. And even the guys that didn't have even that, they had just had unbelief, but they appealed to heaven, watch, through mercy. Mercy fills the gap of your unbelief. So Jesus tore the veil, watch, circumventing a religious system and now saying, just come to me. All right, I got to get through this. He tore it. He split it. Before, I love this, it was death to go in. Now it's death to stay out. He tore, he divided, he split to tear, tore it from open. But this wasn't the only time that we see in scriptures that the heavens being torn. And Mark chapter 1, verse 10, it says, and when he came up out of the water, immediately he saw the heavens being torn open.
and the Spirit of God descending like a dove. Even in John 1:32, John testified. He said, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove and resting on him. We see this again in Acts chapter 7, verse 56, that Stephen was full of the Holy Spirit. He looked intently into heaven. He saw the glory of God standing at the right hand of Father. He said, look, I see heaven open and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God. Look, there is access to heaven through the tearing or the tore of the veil. This is what Jesus did. Watch. So before, men saw the glimpse of heaven for a moment, but when Jesus tore the veil, he left the curtain open so that we can access heaven at any time. So watch. Jesus says in Matthew 27, he cried out in a loud voice and he saw the Spirit of God. Worship team, come back up. I told you I'm not going to preach long. At that moment, the curtain temple was torn from two, from top to bottom. The earth shook and the rocks split. Watch this. Jesus gave us access to heaven or heaven's love through his mercy. Hear this, church. The moment the curtain was torn was the moment heaven met earth. It was the moment that heaven kissed earth with heaven's love. Heaven's love, hear this, is when the veil was torn back. And it's interesting, they call it the veil, and that's what we call the cloth or the material that goes over the bride. And what's the word they use when they kiss the bride or when they authorize intimacy? But you cannot have intimacy until the veil is removed. Is anybody here? When Jesus replaced the cherubim in guarding the mercy seat and stood in the Holy of Holies, when his Spirit came up, he tore the veil from top to bottom. And the Bible says that when he tore the veil, he removed the veil once and for all. Why? Because he's the groom, we're the bride, and that's the time that heaven kissed earth. This is when we received heaven's love. That's why Hebrews 4:16, let us say, let's come, draw near to the throne of grace. Why? That we might receive mercy in our help, our time of need. I want to share one more thing and then we're going to close. Jessica, anything that Jess says to play, play. Matthew 27, verse 50. Put up on the screen, guys. It says, and Jesus had cried out in a loud voice. He offered up his spirit. Something I noticed over and over and over as I was reading these scriptures about heaven opening up. And here's what I noticed. In all of these instances, heaven was opened in prayer. Look at this. While he was praying, they accessed heaven's love. Look at this, Matthew 6:10, the Lord's Prayer. So then this is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, watch this, on earth as it is in heaven. Church, praying for mercy calls down heaven's love. What's that? I'm not trying to impress you tonight. This is what the Lord told me to give you. Praying for mercy calls down heaven's love. This is going to transform your prayer language. Your prayer life. I told Pastor John at lunch today. I said, it's amazing. I don't know if he said this in private or if he said it publicly, but he said, I started praying and I found out that I just began to ask God for mercy. I got two phone calls this week from two people in ministry that were going through family tragedies. And the first thing that came out of my mouth was mercy. I didn't even mean for it to happen. I didn't plan it. It wasn't my prayer strategy.
It was the only word. That met the need of the situation. Maybe we're interjecting too much of ourselves. Maybe you're looking for a healing evangelist to do the job of a prayer of mercy.
One time we had a prophetic conference, and this Jezebel emailed me afterwards. Said, you stifled the prophetic. I came from states away and I drove hours to get my healing. And you didn't let one of the prophets minister and I didn't get my healing. I said, darling, maybe you should have come to the healing service before that great prophet came to the stage. Maybe you should have joined the dozens and dozens of people that got healed. Maybe you shouldn't be looking to a prophet. Maybe you should be looking to a king. And of course, because she was a Jezebel, it was like, after that, I was like, oh, don't read that. We're overcomplicating it. Jesus removed the veil. So we can kiss his bride. That's heaven's love. Do you know God loves you? Heaven invades earth when there's a cry of mercy. Heaven's love is called down through the prayer of mercy. It's not complicated. Pastor Kilpatrick gave you about 50 verses this morning. His mercy endures forever. Jesus, Son of David, have mercy. Over and over, have mercy, have mercy. They weren't eloquent prayers. They weren't profound prayers. They weren't by educated people. And even the educated people simply just said mercy. And even the government officials said, I need mercy. Watch, the high people or the educated people needed what the blind beggars needed. They all just needed the same thing, mercy. Really, what do you need to hear as your marriage is being held together by a thin strand? Literally, what do you need to hear as your child has given themselves to the things of the world? What counseling really fixes anything? You need mercy. You need the mercy of God. You need a radical encounter with the presence of God. Listen, you need to appeal to heaven for mercy.
Lou Engels says extraordinary revival comes through extraordinary prayer. Raven Hill says the secret of praying is praying in secret. I would say the measure or the degree that you love God is measured by your prayer life. Last thing before we go, before we transition. Holy Spirit, thank you for your strategy. Thank you for a night of strategy. This morning I rewrote my message. I threw the message out. Woke up at 6 and just this started coming up out of me. And then as I felt in my spirit that God was going to heal people tonight. I felt it last night. And the reason why is go back to Matthew chapter 27, verse 52 or whatever. And it says, watch, as soon as heaven kissed earth, the bodies of many holy people who had died were raised to life. The immediate result of mercy was miracles. And then I was paying attention, I don't know if you were this morning, where Pastor Kilpatrick rambled off 100 some scriptures. And every one of them ended with the same thing. Blind eyes, issues of blood, demons casted out. Fish coming in nets over and over and over. Just radical, spontaneous, beautiful description of heaven loving people, loving their eye sockets, loving their broken bones, loving their hearts, just pouring out heaven's love. Hear this tonight. There's nothing you can do to make God love you more.
Did You just have to access heaven's love. And you do it through mercy. If you want to stand, stand. If you want to sit, sit. Do whatever you feel makes you comfortable. But here's what we're going to do tonight is we're going to let heaven, oh, you need to hear this. Just get comfortable and then I'm going to say this. You're not more anointed if you're standing or sitting, okay? You know what we're doing tonight? We're not toiling. We're letting the Lord do this. Sometimes I just like to get on my face. Can you turn the house lights off? Wrong ones. There we go. This is what we're going to do. We're going to let heaven love on us. We're going to let heaven love on us. Would you just posture yourself to receive God's love? If that's your hands lifted, if that's kneeling, whatever you do, whatever you want to do right now, just the only instruction is don't draw attention to yourself. Don't be more vocal than what's appropriate in this moment. Let heaven love on you tonight. I heard the Holy Spirit say quite a few times, tonight was a night of strategy. Tonight was a night of strategy. I believe mercy is a strategy to encounter heaven's love. Praying for mercy calls down heaven's love. All over this place, however you feel comfortable, just start praying for mercy right now. Just start praying for mercy. You can whisper it. You can say it out loud or your own two ears can hear it. Whatever you feel comfortable. Nothing's forced right now. This is you and God. You happen to be in a room full of people, but tonight is just you and God. But let it come out of your mouth. Let it come out of your mouth. Let it come out. Even if it's a whisper, let your ears be able to hear it. Mercy, mercy, mercy. Have mercy on me. Have mercy on me. He's drawing you. Here's what I feel in my spirit tonight. If you feel prophetic song, just start singing, Jess, at any time. This is an invitation to the mercy seat. This is an invitation tonight. Nobody's forcing you to come to the mercy seat. Nobody's forcing you for heaven's love to come upon you. This is an invitation right now. Oh, we thank you, Holy Spirit. This is a prophetic invitation that you're invited tonight to a place of mercy. You're invited to the feet of Jesus. You're invited to the mercy seat. Come tonight to the mercy seat. Come tonight to the presence of God. Tonight, heaven is loving on us. Let heaven invade earth tonight. Mercy, 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 mercy. Son of David, have mercy. Jesus, have mercy. King of mercy. 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 Continue to declare it, church. Mercy. 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 Come on, saints. Mercy. Don't stop saying mercy. Mercy. Your mercy endures forever. Your mercy endures forever. Your mercy endures forever. Your mercy endures forever. Mercy endures forever. Your mercy endures forever. Mercy right now on minds. Mercy on minds. Mercy on minds. Depression is leaving. Mercy on minds. Anxiety is breaking off. I just feel in my spirit right now as you shouted loose, I declare that grapple of anxiety, that witchcraft is breaking off you. I declare mercy has exposed it tonight. And I declare right now there's a new freedom. freedom that's coming upon you. Mercy, mercy over your mind. Mercy over your soul tonight. Mercy over your spirit tonight. That's why. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Listen, I have felt all week insane anxiety. I told my wife over and over, I keep feeling this anxiety. And I hate it because I know what it is. I don't go to the doctor. I go to the Lord because it's demonic. It's witchcraft. It's the enemy. It paralyzes you. I fought for my breath this week. And I get irritated. Pastor Kim, because I'm like, like the devil's not getting the best of me. You know? Mercy. And then I was sitting here calling it out. And I felt the Lord say, that's why I allowed you to feel it. I feel like the Lord wanted me to tell you what you were feeling so you could get healed from it tonight. But it almost is a heartache anxiety that you fight for your breath. Your heart, my heart, I'm going to describe what I felt. My heart physically was beating fast. And it would come in quick and like steal my breath away. And I would feel it and where it come from. And I'd have to fight for my peace again. My peace would leave me. And then I'd get frustrated. Why am I feeling this? And I felt when I was standing right over here, the Lord tell me that you were. And then he showed me when you shouted, it loosened off. And as you come to this altar of mercy, it's going to break off.
Thank you for listening to the Rev Ministries podcast. If this message has blessed you, we want to encourage you to share it with a friend. For more information about this ministry and how you can make a difference by financially supporting us, please visit our website at therev.com. For full-length sermons and episodes on audio or video, please visit us at therev.com or search for us on iTunes.